Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks a lot for listening to this Texans Today podcast. My name's Drew Doherty, and it's Friday, January 8th. Earlier in the week, the Texans cleaned out their lockers after a 9-7 2009, and right tackle Eric Winston had a lot on his mind. He talked about the season that was, missing out on the playoffs, and also what the Texans need to do in 2010, amongst other things.
The offensive line was just, you know, these last couple weeks against two really good teams have played lights out, and it's been fun being a part of a group like that. And we've been, people have gotten after us a lot part of the year, especially for the run blocking, and, you know, guys just kept going at it and stepped up and played really well.
Hey, let's just go impose our will here from the start next season.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, when you have some injuries like that to young players and other young players step up, now you all of a sudden you have some depth and you have competition, and that's going to be a good thing. I think anytime you have competition at spots and, you know, your guys are fighting it out in camp, I think that gets guys pretty ready early in the year, and they got to come out and they know they got to play well early, keep their spot, and that's a good thing. And that's when good teams become really good.
You guys, more than any other position group, I mean, when something good happens, you don't get the credit for it, but when something bad happens, you guys are the first to blame. How's that feel?
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, it comes with the territory. I think as an offensive lineman, it's not a position you usually switch to, so you're kind of used to it kind of growing up. So, you know, we take a lot of satisfaction in that Matt is the official passing champ, I think, this year. And that's something that, man, I don't think I ever thought I was ever going to be a part of. You know, I mean, that's just something that the NFL leader in passing yards, I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, you guys don't talk about that enough. I haven't heard that much talk about it. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, how is that not on the front page? Yeah, that's to me, that is shocking, and especially with it, considering the fact that he struggled running the ball a large part of this year, too. And he was out there throwing it 40, 45 times a game, and I think it's a credit to all the offensive linemen, through the receivers. You know, it never seems like there was that many drops. You know, it seemed like, hey, if it was in the vicinity, they were coming down with it. You know, and I can't say enough about the group I was with. You know, we're not really built to pass protect, but these guys knew what it took to win, and they all came up to play. And it was pretty satisfying watching a group like that.
Play your position, but you're kind of a big picture guy too. You're an observer of sports. What's impressed you the most? How your team has grown up, literally, since you got here.
You know, when the going got tough, you know, we decided we're going to lay down. We're going to start swinging, and that was fun to be a part of, man. It really was. And you know, we're 5-7. Things were looking grim. People were going to get fired. Now all of a sudden, you know, guys were like, we're not going to let this happen. And they came out and they kept fighting. And they were like, we're going to figure this out one way or another. And you got guys like Dwayne Brown that just kept playing through injuries. And he's such a fighter out there. And it was impressive. You know, and a lot of guys did that.
One day, one event, one moment that you'll reflect on as you go
in the offseason? From the season? You know, yesterday kind of signified, I think, our year a little bit. You know, we got a big win, and then you saw Denver win, or Denver lose, and it's like, oh my God, we got a chance to do this. And then, you know, since he ended up laying down a little bit, and, you know, it was a low. And so, and that's kind of how this year was a little bit. You know, we were right there on the cusp of things. We didn't quite get over the hump, but at the same time, we still accomplished something this franchise never has, and that's important. And however little these baby steps have been, you know, they've been steps in the right direction. They've been constant improvement. And, you know, I said this yesterday, I don't think people realize how far we had to go as a franchise when I got here. And I didn't realize what I was getting into either. But you grow up and you realize that you got to change not only the players, but you got to change the way you think, the way you act, and the way you go about yourself. And whatever, however painfully slow it's been, it has been at times, but at the same time, it's been improvement, and it's nice to see it.
Veteran fullback Vontae Leach also spoke with us, and he too talked about missing out on the playoffs and getting ready for the offseason.
Well, Vontae, how much fun was this yesterday for you? You've been on some really good teams in your career. What sort of emotions were you going through?
Well, you know, it was obviously good for us to end the season with beat one of the best teams in football. No, they didn't lay down. You know, they were trying to win the game, and we went out there, you know, and put our best foot forward, and they put us, you know, and we just beat them. You know, but it's great that we end the season on a winning record. And also, you know, the first winning season in Texan history. You know, I've been here for 4 years. And obviously, you know, when Kubiak first got here, we went 4-12 or 6-12 or something, 4-12. And, hey, we've been working towards getting this thing turned over, and I think we're just right around the corner, you know. We could have said a few breaks here and there, and we could have easily win 13-3, but that's how this league is. So you just got to keep fighting the fight until we get over it.
What sort of stuff do you think you do over the next month or so? You got a lot of free time. You're away from football. Where are you going to be?
I'm going back home to Carolina and spend time with my family and friends and all. It's been a tough year for us, a rough year. We've had a bunch of highs and a bunch of lows. And just get away from football, be with your family. That's most important.
You know, wear Santa outfits, tights, or anything fun like that around the family, or is that just here on Fridays?
That's just here on Fridays. I think I'm more laid-back key with my family, so I'm just laid-back and just chill.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast. We hope you're someplace warm. We also hope you stay here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team, players, coaches, cheerleaders, and more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan. Goodbye.